Good Boss, Bad Boss. How to be the best and learn from the worst. Author, Robert Sutton. Why bosses matter? Bosses matter because most employees have bosses, are bosses, or play both roles. Bosses matter to everyone they oversee, but they matter most to immediate followers, those whose bosses guide and evaluate at close range, and who tangle with their virtues and quirks day after day. The success or failure of every boss hinges on how well or how badly he navigates these vexing and all too human relationships. What the best bosses do. There are 6 strategies that the best bosses follow. Strategy number 1, take control. If you want to be a successful boss, you have to convince people that your words and deeds pack a punch. If they don't believe you're in charge, your job will be impossible to do, and your life will be hell. It's less taxing and more emotionally satisfying to treat leadership as the primary cause of performance than sorting through a convoluted hodgepodge of factors. Best bosses take steps to magnify the illusion that they are in control. By enhancing the illusion they are in control, bosses increase their actual control over what their followers do, how they feel along the way, and how glowingly their work is evaluated by outsiders. Do's for bosses taking control. Give a decisive yes or no. The best bosses realize that making crisp decisions bolsters their control. Definitive decisions make it easier for people to know what to do next. Get and give credit. Everyone wins if you can bring yourself to give people as much credit as possible and take as little as possible. Blame yourself. Experiments show that managers who take responsibility for bad events are seen as more powerful, competent, and likable than those who deny responsibility. Strategy number 2, strive to be wise. Psychological safety is the key to creating a workplace where people can be confident enough to act without undue fear of being ridiculed, punished, or fired. As research shows, psychological safety emerges when those in power persistently praise, reward, and promote people who have had the courage to act, talk about their doubts, successes, and failures, and work doggedly to do the things better next time. Best bosses spark collective imagination by creating a safety zone where people can talk about twisted and half-baked ideas, test them, and fail without ridicule, punishment, or ostracism. Strategy number 3. Recognize stars and rotten apples. The best bosses don't just recruit people with stellar solo skills. They bring in employees who will weave their talents with others. The best bosses accentuate the positive. Charge up people, recruit and breed energizers, and also eliminate the negative, because even a few bad apples and destructive acts can undermine many good people and constructive acts. Strategy number 4. Link talk and action. Here's how. Don't be a clueless blabbermouth. As a boss, you need to establish a pecking order where people who know the most about a problem wield the greatest influence over what is done. You especially need to watch who talks the most and least. People who talk first and most frequently usually wield excessive influence over others, even when they spew out nonsense. Understand the work you manage. Every boss can't have deep knowledge of every follower's expertise. When that happens, a boss's job is to ask good questions, listen, defer to those with greater expertise, and accept his own ignorance. Those who fail to do so risk making bad decisions. Have empathy for customers. When bosses make concerted efforts to understand what it feels like to be a customer, it makes gaps between knowledge and action vivid and helps them identify more effective repairs. Be repetitive and concrete. The things you say over and over have the most impact if they specify what to do and when to do it. Keep it simple. The best bosses battle unnecessary intricacy and relentlessly reduce the emotional and cognitive effort required for turning knowledge into action. This quest for simplicity also means using clear and actionable metrics and as few as possible. Strategy number 5, Serve as a human shield. A good boss takes pride in serving as a human shield, absorbing and deflecting heat from superiors and customers, doing all manner of boring and silly tasks, and battling back against every idiot and slight that makes life unfair or harder than necessary on his charges. Do's and don'ts for the human shield boss. Don't waste their time. If you're determined to be an effective shield, start by working on yourself. Great bosses avoid burdening their people. They invent and implement ways to reduce the mental and emotional load they heap on followers. A skilled boss shields his people by dealing with many problems, people, and assignments so his people can focus on their work. Ignore and defy idiocy from on high. Good bosses try to cooperate with superiors and do what's best for their organizations, but they realize that defiance can be required to protect their people and themselves, and sometimes is even ultimately appreciated by superiors. Slay, or at least slow, their enemies. Good bosses protect their people from enemies or bosses who undermine their charges' ability to get work done and make them miserable. Battle for resources. To succeed at their jobs, your people need the right materials and tools and enough money. Securing these may not be easy. It requires continuous battling and perhaps extreme steps. As a boss, you can earn credibility with your people by demonstrating that you'll go to war with them for every now and then, even over fairly trivial things, because the little things will matter as well. Take the heat for their mistakes. Figure out what you learned so you can avoid making the mistake again. Announce and implement the resulting lessons. And in doing so, reinforce beliefs that you can control the fate of your team or organization. Strategy number 6. Don't shirk the dirty work. There are times when every boss must do things that hurt others, but there is a big difference between what you do and how you do it. Here's how to do it. 1. Do not delay painful decisions and actions. 2. Assume that you are clueless, or at least have only a dim understanding of how people judge you and the dirty work that you do. 3. Implement tough decisions as well as you can. 4. Do everything possible to communicate to all who will be affected by distressing events will unfold, so they can predict when bad things will happen to them. 5. Explain early and often why the dirty work is necessary. 6. Look for ways to give employees influence over how painful changes can happen to them, even when it's impossible to change what will happen to them. 7. Never humiliate, belittle, or badmouth people who are targets of your dirty work. 8. Ask yourself to seriously consider if the dirty work is really necessary before implementing it. 9. Do not mislead or lie to employees, as doing so can destroy their loyalty and your reputation. 10. Keep your big mouth shut. Divulging sensitive or confidential information can harm employees, your organization, and you too. 11. Refrain from doing mean-spirited things to exact personnel revenge against employees who resist or object to your dirty work. 12. Do not attempt dirty work if you lack the power to do it right. It's all about you. If you are a boss, your success depends on staying in tune with how others think, feel, and react to you. Bosses who persistently promote performance and humanity, devote considerable energy to reading and responding to followers' feelings and actions, and those of other key players like superiors, peers, and customers. A final question for each boss. Are you in tune with what it feels like to work for you?